You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, Northville, it's time to do a little deep dive into the Northville business community, big and small, and give you a little inside information on events, history, and more. Here's your host, Michelle Fett.
Today we are talking with Jim Welch, who is co-owner with his wife Julie of Amaze Travel, a full-service luxury travel agency located in downtown Northville at 107 East Main Street. So Jim, before we delve into the travel business, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, thanks for having me, Michelle. It's great to be here and chat with you today. I was born and raised in the Detroit area. I went to University of Detroit, Jesuit for high school, and then University of Detroit Mercy for college. I studied accounting for a while, then finance, got married, and lived in Chicago for about 8 years and doing the finance grind before realizing maybe we want to do something else, go on the entrepreneurial path. We love to travel. And so about 6 years ago, my wife and I decided to found Amaze Travel together and move beyond our corporate careers.
Wonderful. Okay. So you said you started the business about 6 years ago and you decided to go out on your own. So tell me a little bit about what distinguishes Amaze Travel from other travel agencies.
Sure. That's a great question. And we get asked that a lot. In this day and age, you can book so many things online. There's, you know, TripAdvisor, Expedia, so many different tools. And so where we come in is we really want to add value to our clients' trips. And so they can refer to us as their experts to make all the arrangements for them from start to finish. The moment they walk out the door, they fly overseas for 2 weeks, we take care of their hotels, their tours, their activities, all that, all those good things. And then they fly home. We can take care of everything for them. So we're really adding value to their experience, but they don't need to spend all that time online researching and getting lost with all that information that's available. So instead, we're handling everything for them. As you mentioned, a full service agency.
So you really are doing customized trips for your clients.
Correct. Yes. Okay. Everything we do is customized, personalized. Okay. We like to say we've never sold the same trip twice because every trip is different. Every client is different.
So do you and Julie have different expertise in travel? I mean, do you focus on different geographical areas or different types of travel, whether it's by river cruise or whatever?
Yeah, no. So actually, we kind of cover the whole world, each of us. We each have great luxury clients, whether it's, you know, couples, families, honeymooners, whatever it might be, grandparents taking the whole family on an Alaskan cruise. But really, we cover the whole world. There might be a few spots. Julie has a passion for South America, so she'll take the lead on some of those clients. I've been to Southeast Asia a number of times, so I'll take the lead on some of those clients. But overall, it's a pretty mixed for both of us.
Okay. You offer a variety of featured trips. Could you share some of the highlights maybe of upcoming trips? Some, you know, maybe some exceptional – well, I think they all sound exceptional, but
that's right.
Just some really different things that you've got coming up.
That's right. You know, this summer we have a couple interesting trips we're doing. I'm sending a family. It's actually a Northville family. He's an executive. He's going to Eastern Europe, to Czechoslovakia and Austria. With his wife and his kids. And he's actually taking his father, who is in his upper 80s, and he's actually a concentration camp survivor.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it's a very powerful, moving trip. And so it's been a privilege to work with this family to put together such an unusual – it's an unusual trip,
especially
in this day
absolutely.
And age and how old kind of the survivors are getting. So the fact he's going to be able to go see – the actual concentration camp his father was in is pretty remarkable, and be able to show the grandkids that.
Wow.
So that's a special, very customized, very personalized for that kind of thing.
Wow.
Then again, we have, you know, a wide variety of trips we're doing. Italy is always popular in the summertime. We have a number of couples and families going there. Alaska cruises, we have a lot of folks doing that this summer. That's a popular summer trip. So, sending people all around the world every day is a pretty neat thing.
So what are the most popular travel experiences for your clients? You mentioned that Italy is probably up. I'm guessing that's up there.
Yes, Italy's definitely number one.
Okay.
Everyone has the dreams of, you know, La Dolce Vita and sitting on the square and seeing the Colosseum or being at the Amalfi Coast and things like that. Italy offers so much. So it's certainly our number one requested destination.
Okay.
And then kind of behind there, you know, really anywhere in Western Europe is popular. Paris, London. You can't go wrong there. Alaska's been really hot for us the last couple years. Those get a lot of clients are interested because you can go, you know, all ages can go and enjoy it, whether you can make it family friendly, and it can also be accessible for, you know, if there's someone in their 80s or 90s even, and they're maybe moving a little bit slower, but it can still be accessible and enjoyable for them.
Sure. Now, what about domestic travel? Are there particular spots that are popular?
So domestically, you know, for us in the Midwest, everyone's trying to go somewhere warm. So Florida.
Imagine that.
Right. Florida, Arizona, Southern California. But then really we send a lot of people to Hawaii. So we'll consider it domestic, even though it's over the Pacific Ocean to get there.
That's great. Could you share some of your travel experiences? Obviously, you and Julie have done a lot of traveling. So are there those that really stick out for you, or are there places that you're going?
Sure. Yeah. You know, when my daughter was 11 months old, we actually took her to the south of Spain for 2 weeks. So she has a passport and it's stamped and everything. And so she's already been to the south of Spain. Started her early. She's been to 7 states. She's been on 14 flights. Spent a couple weeks in the summer in Spain.
Wow.
So that's pretty neat to be able to very early share travel with her. And then actually just this week, we just finalized, we're going to go spend 3 weeks in Spain as a family, Julie, Sienna, and myself, in the fall. So as the weather turns here, we're going to go to Valencia and go be on the beaches there for 3 weeks. So kind of a benefit of being an entrepreneur and a mobile business is we can go do that sort of thing. So.
That's great. And I heard you say her name is Sienna.
Her name is Sienna with one N.
With one N.
Which she's named after the little Tuscan town, which is one of our favorites. Yes.
How perfect. Now, how about you personally? Do you have any trips coming up that are different, exciting?
So at the end of April, I'm actually going to Peru, and I'm going to be hiking the Inca Trail.
Oh, my.
Which is 4 days. You're hiking at about 11,000 feet. Kind of at the top of the Andes and making your way to Machu Picchu. That's the ultimate destination. You get there at sunrise on the last day. So I'm doing that at the end of April. That'll be really neat.
You done it before or is this a first?
No, it's a first. I haven't camped since I was 12. So this is going to be quite an experience to be in a tent again. But it's supposed to be just kind of quite an emotional, moving,
challenging, absolutely.
The whole thing. It'll be different than certainly a lot of the other trips I've done before.
That's great. That is great. Well, you mentioned Sienna. Now, if you could give advice to other folks who've got little ones, how do you adjust travel when you're traveling with small children?
Sure. You know, my wife and I spent, you know, so long without kids, without Sienna. And so we're used to traveling a certain way. So then once a child comes along, things are different. So one of the tips we give people is just to not schedule as much. So if you're in Italy, don't try to see the Vatican in the morning and the Colosseum in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. That's way too much stuff. Maybe pick one activity a day and then make sure you have a lot of downtime. Kids are going to need naps. They have a different feeding schedule. So it's just really making sure you're carving time out to make sure that your child's comfortable and you're not pushing them too hard. Also, the time zone, they may or may not react too favorably with the time zone being very differently.
Sure,
that can be a challenge. You may run into issues with language barriers. If my daughter happened to get sick for 2 days when we were in Spain last time. And so fortunately, my wife is fluent in Spanish, so she could go and talk at the pharmacy and kind of describe the symptoms. And but that's another tricky part in consideration for traveling with children. So
sure,
it's a lot more to take on.
I bet. Well, that's sort of a segue to my next question is, what advice do you give your clients to get the most out of travel, particularly when they're traveling abroad in a country where they don't speak the language?
Yeah, you know, one of the things we try to we really get to know our clients, and we really, you know, we set up a call or a meeting up front to really understand our clients and talk to them. Where have you traveled before? What do you like to do? Where are your interests? What, you know, what are you passionate about? That helps us then design a trip for them. And it also helps us maybe steer them away from destinations. We might have that conversation and someone thinks they want to do one destination, but then as we're talking to them, we're realizing, hey, you know what? This might be not quite the right fit for you. They might want a relaxing trip and they might be picking a destination that's not relaxing at all. So,
sure.
So we really like to try to make sure to guide our clients so the trip and the destination fits what they're really looking for.
Great. Okay. Well, anything else to add? I know that your business, you've had the business in downtown Northville for what, a couple of years now?
A couple of years now.
Okay.
Yep. So we started the business originally in Chicago a little over 6 years ago. But then my wife and I are both from the Detroit area.
Yep.
And with so many cool things going on in downtown Detroit and kind of everything coming back, we still have family here. We thought it'd be nice to move back to the area. Northville couldn't be a nicer place to live. So we live in the Northville Township and our office is now in downtown Northville. So we're here. We're in the bubble of Northville, which is nice. So it's a great place to be here, and we're proud and happy to be raising our daughter Sienna here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Jim, for talking to us about Amaze Travel, and join us next time for another podcast from the Chamber of Commerce. Thanks.